Clearwater.
Grasby.
In Clearwater, when she puts clear.
Ransom, right.
Okay. And then what do you call that cloth or rag that she uses in washing dishes?
Well, dish rag and dishcloth.
Okay, what do you call the cloth or rag she uses in drying?
Drying cloth.
Okay, what's a small square of terry cloth you use to bathe your face?
Wash that.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Okay. And what do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And if you were talking about it, you said it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
Okay, and if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
Okay. Now, years ago, people used to buy flour in what?
Barrels.
I can't remember.
Sacks.
Barrels was before sacks.
I remember barrels.
Yeah. All right, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in large quantities?
Barrels.
Okay, what about lard?
And jugging, then they came in lard and cans, 50 pounds
cans. 50 pounds.
50 pounds, that would used to be. Yes, and buckets too.
All right, what do you use to enable you to pour water in a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Okay, what do you use to urge horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Whip, buggy whip.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put the fruit in what?
Paper bag.
Years ago, how was a large quantity of sugar packaged?
Sugar used to come in barrels and 100-pound bags.
What about 50 pounds? What would they put that in?
Sugar. 50 pounds? I never saw any 50 pounds sugar. We used to get, I used to work in the store. But we got sugar barrels. We got barrels of sugar and sacks too. 100 pounds. But I never saw any 50 pounds sacks.
No 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about
10 pounds? We've got a lot of 10 pounds.
What do you call a bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?
Some people call them croaker sacks or potato sack. I say potato sack.
Okay, what would you call one that feed comes in?
Feed, toe sack.
Okay, what about seed?
Well, that kind of toe sack too.
Okay, what would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
A bushel, a half bushel.
Okay, what about the amount of wood you can carry? What would you call it?
In yarn or armload wood.
Okay, so when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
bulb.
What kind?
Light bulb.
Okay, when you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a...
basket.
Okay. And what do nails used to come in?
They used to come in kegs. Now they come in everything.
Just go buy it.
Well, they come in baseboard boxes now. And metal and plastic.
Okay, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood staves in place?
Barrel hook.
Okay. What do you put in the top of the bottle so the liquid won't spill out?
A stopper. Stopper.
Okay, what is the musical instrument that you put in your mouth and work back and forth and blow on it?
Harmonica.
Do you remember any of the names that they called it?
French harp. French harp.
Okay, what about something you would hold between your teeth? And
that's a tooth harp.
All right, what do you pound nails with?
A hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
Wagon tongue.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
the shaft.
All right. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bar of wood the traces are fastened to?